Good morning, folks. How are y'all doing this beautiful Easter Sunday morning? Isn't it amazing? Absolutely. You guys, today is the biggest day. We're celebrating the biggest happening in the history of humanity. Today, more than Christmas, even though Christmas seems to be celebrated bigger, today is what defines the Christian faith. Today is what separates the Christian faith from all other thousands of religions, because without today, without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Christianity would simply be another moral code with a bunch of laws to follow. That's all Christianity would be. But with Easter, with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have a completely, this is what separates Christianity from all other faith systems. Anyone says that all religions are the same doesn't know Jesus. Okay, Christianity is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, with God through Jesus Christ, and we're talking about that today. We're beginning a brand new series called The Total Home Makeover, Total Family Makeover. Dave Ramsey did a thing called The Total Money Makeover, and we're doing a thing called The Total Family Makeover, because one of the things that is just so very, very important to us is our homes. And whether or not you have children, whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you're divorced, whether, it doesn't matter. Our homes are very, very important to us, and God has big plans for our homes. So for the next 10 weeks, we're going to be talking about the total family makeover, total home makeover. All right, and today we're talking about grace, the foundation of the Christian home. Foundation. Now, just letting you guys know, if you have little children, I have been where you have been. I have sat where you've sat. And it seems like when we do the family, the whole church worship services, the preacher always goes longer. I don't know why, but I can remember when our children were like 1 and 3, and after about 5 minutes, basically I didn't hear anything the preacher said because I was just trying to manage the kids. Don't worry, going very, very short today. Just letting you know. So we're going to dive right in, guys. We are looking at grace, the foundation for the Christian home. Now, grace and forgiveness are two completely different things. Forgiveness is not getting the bad things we do deserve. Okay, if you do something bad, you deserve punishment, you don't get it. That's what forgiveness is. But grace is getting the good things we don't deserve. There's a big difference. Okay? And when Jesus went away, when this what we're talking about here, when Jesus died, when Jesus went away, he promised. He sent the Holy Spirit to us. In John 14, 16 through 17, he says this, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you, to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." And John, going down to verse 26, "But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you." Okay? So, the night before Jesus was arrested, he gathered all his disciples around him, and he said, "Hey, I'm leaving. I'm going away." And the disciples panic. They panic. What are we going to do without you, Jesus? And Jesus said, no. It's a good thing that I'm going away, because unless I go away, the Holy Spirit will not be here. Okay? He will lead you, guide you, and direct you, and empower you. See, guys, when Jesus was here on earth, he was with the disciples. He was with us. With us. However, when the Holy Spirit arrived, now God was living within us. It's a big difference between being with and within. See, guys, this day is more than a celebration of something that happened 2,000 years ago. Millions of Christians around the world are celebrating Easter, celebrating Resurrection Sunday, as if something happened 2,000 years ago, and that's okay. But, guys, this is a day where Jesus, who was with us, was resurrected, defeating death and sin, and then he went away. Got that? He went away. Jesus was here, and then he went away. And then God was no longer with us. Then he sent the Holy Spirit, and God still was not with us. He was within us. And because now God is dwelling within us, now we live with a supernatural power and that enables us to live victoriously, right? Isn't that how it is? Now that God is dwelling within us, we're living victoriously. We're having constant defeat of sin in our lives. We're having constant victory, right? Well, I'd like to say yes, but unfortunately, life looks a lot more like me trying to dunk a basketball. Check this out. Well, whatever it is that was in here, you'd be forced to conclude that this really didn't make much of a difference, did it? Really, now this is a silly example, but this may sound crazy, but if I told you I had an encounter with God where he infused me with the supernatural ability to play basketball, you would expect some major improvement in my dunking, wouldn't you? You would expect, after all, this is God we're talking about. If you saw no change in my athleticism, wouldn't you doubt my encounter with God or doubt God himself? You know, churchgoers all over the world say the Holy Spirit has entered within them. They claim that God has given them supernatural ability to follow Christ, to put their sin to death, to serve the kingdom. Christians talk about being born again and say that they are dead, but now they're alive. We become hardened to those words, but those are powerful words, have significant meaning. But when those outside the church hear about this, see no difference in our lives and in our homes, they begin to question our integrity, our sanity, and even God. Can you blame them? So here's a question. If the Holy Spirit is empowering you, if you have a whole thing of the Holy Spirit, why do our lives, why do our homes look no different than homes without them? It's a good question. And after watching the video, you'd be forced to conclude that there really isn't anything in here worth much. Right? Because I looked exactly the same before and after I was infused with the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And this is because we've not committed to leading our homes and our lives in the power of the greatest gift that God has given us at Easter, which is his grace. Okay? A Christian home is full of the Holy Spirit and grace. Galatians 5:22-23 says this: the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the things that when the Holy Spirit is living within you, he begins to manifest within you. Okay? And the whole basis of the family makeover is, how do we inject grace? How do we live in the power of the Holy Spirit in our homes so that those things are being manifested? Okay? Just like Dave Ramsey found, many of us need to completely throw out everything we're doing financially and adopt an entire new system. And that's what a lot of us need to do with our homes. We need to throw out everything we've been doing in our homes to have the real makeover. The main point of this series right now is our homes must be based on grace. Must be based on grace. The Christian life is based on grace. Therefore, the Christian home must be based on grace too. See, here's the problem. We read that list: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And we say, okay, well, you know, I'm doing the love thing okay, but the joy thing, I need more patience. And we actually think that we can just work on these things. Well, I just want love. I just want joy. Well, guys, no, that's the completely wrong thing. We need the Holy Spirit. That's what we need. We need the Holy Spirit living within us, and then we get the whole deal. It's kind of like someone looking at a bill and saying, well, you know, I owe $100 and I need $100. No, what you need is a job, and therefore you will have income. See what I'm talking about? We don't need the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control in our home. We need the Holy Spirit who will empower us with those things, okay? But here's the problem. We have to be active participants in the grace of God. We can't just allow it to happen. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for the Spirit God gives us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. See, guys, I got a problem here. You guys see this right here? It's right here. You know what this is? It's a pull-up bar, exactly. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I've had this thing for 1 year and 5 months. And to this day, I have no definition in my arms. I am not in any better shape. My hamster beat me in arm wrestling. I mean, this is just the way it is. Okay? And what if I was to take this thing back and to Dick's Sporting Goods and say, this thing just doesn't work. It, you know, I'm not seeing any results whatsoever. And the guy says, well, I mean, does it, you know, is there something wrong with it? I said, well, I don't know. I've been sitting in my car trunk for the last 18 months. So I'm just giving it back. Well, guys, I hate to say it. Many times this describes our relationship with the grace of God. It really does. We've been baptized, man. We've made the financial transaction. We've been baptized, maybe been to church camp. We've been to church and everything like that. And this is sitting maybe in our door frame, kind of like the grace of God maybe sitting in our door frame like this thing right here. We've never actually accessed it. And so we've never been active participants in the grace of God because we've never participated in the grace process. And guys, we're stuck in the same patterns of sin. Our homes are full of anger, of greed, of envy, lust, pride, laziness, gluttony, the seven deadly sins that we just talked about last series. Maybe that sin is generational. Maybe your home is racked by addiction or by unforgiveness or bitterness. It seems to be passed down from family to family to family, generation to generation. But whatever it is, we're not experiencing victory over it, even though the grace of God is sitting in our homes, because we have never accessed the power, never been active participants in the grace of God, which is what we're going to be talking about in the next little bit. Now guys, the grace of God's powerful thing. Our homes and our lives must be based on it. The most powerful instance of the grace of God I've ever seen was when I was in the Fayette County Detention Center, my very first Inside Out Dad class. Big, tough inmate after class. He's probably 6'5", tatted up, everything. He said, "I want to talk to you." I said, "All right." He goes, "I've got 14 kids by 11 different women. I'm a criminal. I'm so far behind in child support. My life's falling apart." And he had a tattered Bible in his hand. He said, "I'm trying to get my life right, but is it too late for me? Is it too late? Is God going to punish me for all this stuff?" And the cell just went silent. And everyone was looking to see what my answer was going to be. And so I said, "Well," in one of those moments where the Holy Spirit just speaks to you and partners with you, I said, "Well, I tell you what, let's go see what Jesus said to a criminal." And took him straight to Luke chapter 22, where on the crucifixion, and one thief on his right, one thief on his left, and one thief hurled insults at him. And said, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." And the other thief said, "Hey, why don't you just shut up, man, because we are under the same sentence. We're punished justly, for we're getting what our deeds deserve. But this man right here, this guy right here, he's done nothing wrong." And then he looked at Jesus and said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you the truth. You will be with me in paradise." And I said, "Jesus said that to a criminal." I said, "Do you think that he would say anything different to you?" A man that had known nothing but judgment got a taste of God's grace that day. And guys, that is what our homes must be based on, the grace of God. So for the next 9 weeks, I'm going to invite you back. We're going to talk about how we become active participants, not passive observers, of the grace that God has given us on this Easter Sunday. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so very much.